An owl comes around, and Yom Neraim get closer and closer. So we are thinking people, growing people. So it creates a bit of anxiety. What are we supposed to be doing? How can we make the most of this time? When I was in yeshiva, in Riverdale, at the time, our yeshiva would give real fire and brimstone rushes, like the real thing. And it made a real metta in the yeshiva. You could feel the tension in the ear. And then it was starting to have a negative effect on the Habakkuk, so it tempered it down. But we all feel that to some extent. We're not in yeshiva anymore. But we feel, we remember a little bit of what it was like in yeshiva, and we feel, you know, what can we be doing? Should we be learning more, davening longer, or giving more tzedakah? You can definitely do all of those. Don't let me tell you not to do that. That's great. But we think that we should be doing something major. We should. What can we like really do? This year should be a different year. I said a couple of weeks ago, the Zvar of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that Eretz Hashem Elokim Ba Mereishis Hashana Achras Shana. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the land of Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. So he says, why is it Mereishis Hashana with a Hey Hayidia? So he said very sharply that every year, the beginning of the year is Hashanah, this year is going to be, wow, you know, we're going to change so much. And at the end of the year, it's Achashanah, it's a year like any other year. So we also think like that, and it's difficult. It makes it difficult. And one thing I just heard someone else giving a speech, he said, you know, we get jaded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been around forever. And he doesn't get jaded. He still waits year after year. We can get some inspiration from him. But the truth is really, we're really incorrect from the way we judge ourselves. And it's true that we have to set goals and we have to try to strive to get to that goal. But when we measure ourselves and we try to figure out, have we grown or have we been successful and have we changed, we don't really have the right tools to begin to measure that. I was learning last night, Rabbi Yeruchim says everybody should be keeping a diary. Like a cheshbon nefesh kind of pad. Now, I don't know if anybody has ever tried. I did try once or twice. And it's a very difficult thing to do. One or two things happen. Either you write day after day that, oh, I wish I'd have better, and I wish I learned better, and I wish I didn't battle, and I wish I didn't do this. And it's like every day you're writing that, it starts to get depressing. Or you don't really take note of what you're doing. So at the end of the day, you say, what did I do today? So you don't know what to write. You know, and either way, it doesn't have that effect. But Rabbi Yeruchim writes, the real reason you should be keeping a diary, he says, is because if you want to track the effect the mitzvah has on you, or if you want to keep track the effect an aveira or something bad has on you, you can only do that with a diary. He says, when a person does a mitzvah, when a person does something good, he says, it makes him feel elevated. It makes him feel special. It makes him feel like a chashuv person. And when a person has that feeling, he changes and, you know, he'll think twice about things he would say. It's not right for me anymore. It's not, you know, my self-esteem doesn't allow me to do things like that. You become more honorable in your own eyes. And he says the same thing happens the other way around. If when we do something that's not that great, we lose some of our own self-respect. And when we lose our own self-respect, then we don't feel such a necessity to watch what we say and who we hang out with and what we do. And he says if you would keep a yoman, you keep a diary, you would see that a day that you had a good davening or a good learning or you did a mitzvah or you invited someone over and you really, you know, helped that person, you would see that, you know, you felt different that day and then the next day. And you somehow kept yourself back from things that you were challenging the other days. So, we don't really know how to measure what the effect of a year full of doing mitzvahs has had on us. And a year of keeping Shabbos and a year of Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Yom Kippur and Pesach, we've definitely changed. We don't keep this diary, so we don't know. We can't really measure it. It's there. And we definitely have to keep to our goals, and we have to keep on trying to strive for our expectations and those concrete, you know, very finite things we've made up our minds to do. We definitely have to keep those and use those to inspire us, but not let them disappoint us. Now, that having been said, in truth, we do have to understand what's El's uniqueness in the whole picture of tshuva. Right? We have Rosh Hashanah, that's Malchus, Malchus Shemaim, there's Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're supposed to do tshuva, there's Yom Kippur, there's Simchas Torah and Sukkos, and all those have very defined parts and places exactly in how the tshuva goes along. But where does El fit in all that? And what is really the purpose of El? What are we supposed to be doing during El? So what do we know about El? What do we know about El? So we know we blow shayt from now. We say le David Hashem Ayvi. We know that El stands for Ani le Daidi le Daidi Li. We come close to Hashem and Hashem tries to come close to us. We try to come close to Hashem and Hashem does come close to us. And we also know, if you look in Chazal, and Chayyim talks about this, why, where El has its root. El began after the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael committed the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days, came down, he broke the Luchos. And then he spent the next 40 days cleaning up the mess. He destroyed the Egel, and all the people that did the Aveir were killed, and the other people were encouraged to do tshuva. That took 40 days. And then he went up to be Mekabel Luchos Shnius. And that was another 40 days. When he went up that second time, there was a big risk. The first time he went up 40 days, it didn't end well. The Satan managed to mess everything up. And there was a big fear that it would happen again. So they blew a shayfer. That's what Chazal say. Pirkei Dor Blaza. They blew a shayfer, and the shayfer was there to notify everybody, this time, guys, get it right. Don't let this happen again. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisa'ala from that Tekiah. And that's why we blow Shofar in Chodesh Av. And then Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemayim, and Klal Yisrael spent those 40 days doing tshuva, davening and learning and doing everything they can to hold shtark. And on the last day of the 40 days, they fasted and they slept in the fast. And that was the day that for Dairus was then turned into Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then told Moshe Rabbeinu Solachti Kedvarecha and gave us the command to build the Mishkan because we were forgiven. And from that time on, the Chayyadim says, Yimei El are called Yimei Ratzin. It's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires us. He desires us. He wants our tefillos. He wants our mitzvahs. He always wants that. But all the more so in Chodesh El. And he gives a ton, tremendous amount of Siyata Dishmaya for anybody who trusts. But the question is, so what exactly changed? The first 40 days, it was right after Matan Torah. They had just had this tremendous gilui. And it was after Matan Torah and 40 days, and yet the Satan managed to convince them to do the Egel. And you can be sure the second 40 days he tried, but he was not successful. What changed? And what changed, and Rav Shlomo Brev, this is how speaks about this, and he says, what changed is that the second 40 days, they were being mischazik. And that's a world of a difference. The first 40 days, things had been put in motion, they were mekabel l'tayra, and they were doing things, but there wasn't an energy, there wasn't a hischaskos, they weren't strengthening themselves. And the second 40 days, they blew that shayfer, and the shayfer told everybody, give it all you got, and that is the only way that they were successful to keep the satan away. It says, the Chazon Ish would say, that any day that we don't consciously strengthen ourselves in Ruchnius, we can fall into a swamp. And he says, interesting, he says, you know, a lot of times you learn a Gemara, and then randomly in the middle is this Zagadat Gemara. You're learning about Shor Shenogar Chesapara, and all of a sudden it talks about how Avraham Avinu's tent was set up. And he says, the pshat is that Chazal realized every so often a person needs to be Mischazik. And you have to hold shtark. You can be learning Shor Shenogar Chesapara, you need that Zagadat Gemara to be Ma'ari. This chaskus is key. And you think about this, the difference between doing something with this chaskus and doing something with energy and doing something with life and vigor and just doing something is not just a difference and you can compare them, It's two different universes. Rosh Hashanah is coming, and you can't just jump onto the bandwagon when Rosh Hashanah comes. We have to turn on the heat way, way before, so that the room could get warm. It takes time. You know, the old cars, you had to turn them on, they had to heat up, they couldn't run the engine before it warmed up. We can't just jump into Rosh Hashanah. Well, if we do, we do, you know, but you'll get only a fraction of what you can get out of Rosh Hashanah if we're not warmed up before. And El is here, so we can turn ourselves on. You think about it, you know, we had Hachnas HaSevetari yesterday, Baruch Hashem. And there was a tremendous amount of energy. People were dancing, and there was kayach, and there was energy, and there was joy, and there was excitement, and there was fire. And think about it for a minute. And then, you know, we've all been to some other shuls, some other events, some other place, people are dancing, and it's like, you know, 10 people in a circle, and they're like tired, and they're not interested already before they began, and the, you know, they're going around in the circle, and you're like, the whole time you're saying, okay, let's end already, you know, okay, let's not suffer through this. And we're, you know, we're both dancing in a circle, but could you compare the two things? It's not like, okay, one is with energy, one is without energy, it's a different universe. It's not the same thing. Doing something with energy is a whole different world. That's his chaskus. Doing something without energy is that tired circle. We say Shema the whole year. We daven Shema Nesser the whole year. We learn Torah the whole year. You say Shema, and you think for a minute, what are we saying? We think about it. Shema, you saw the words. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. What the words mean, what they indicate, what they're mechayev us. What responsibility we're taking when we say Shema Yisrael. When we daven, we think about who we're talking to. That we're talking to someone. Hashem's listening. When we learn, we can learn, or we can learn and realize every minute, this is amazing. We're getting a chance to learn. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah, and it's bekeir kiyum, and what it's accomplishing in the world, this is earth shattering. That's energy. That's his chaskus. You can't compare the two things, and that's what El is all about. That's what the Shofar is here. Shofar is saying, everybody did mitzvahs the whole year is great. And it did a tremendous amount of things, and it's wonderful. But it's different now. Everybody has to undertake to start dancing. And dancing for real. And dancing like we mean it. And the effect that has is inestimable. We like to think that, you know, when we have to change, we have to make these, you know, huge changes. You have to dive an hour long Shemana Esrays, we have to seal our mouths shut with duct tape, you know, for real. Some real changes, but if you think about it, davening Shemana Esrays, one Shemana Esrays can be a 5-minute Shemana Esrays, but you davening Shemana Esrays and you realize, you focus on the fact you're talking to Hashem and you think a little bit about what the words mean. Or you just zip to Shemana Esrays and we think about our email. That's the difference between dancing, the Hachnasa Sefer Torah yesterday, and walking around in a circle, can't wait until it ends. It's not a comparable Shemana Esrei. It's a different world. And that change is a huge, tremendous change. It's very hard to hold on to. It's very hard to keep up. And for the whole year, we have to take on little things. Little hischaskas. But in El, that's where we have to put our effort. To energize ourselves. To wake ourselves up. To make it real. To move it from the hergel, what was going on the whole year, to the new level, preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Uru Yishenim Mishin Aschem. What the Shofar is trying to tell us. There's a story, actually, before that. We also have to realize we blow the shofar during El, that to remind us to wake up, and we're mechazik ourselves during El, and then we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in a tremendous way, and that's Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. We say in Pesukei Dezimra every day, Harcha Picha V'Amaleihu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole bunch of things in the beginning of, and when we say Haidu, and then of Haidu we say, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha. show us your chesed, v'yashachat itinlan, save us, kumaz rasolanu, get up and help us, ufdeinu, and v'yikoydas, l'man shemecha, chazecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anoich Hashem alekecha, here Hashem is talking to us, we change the tone, anoich Hashem alekecha, malcham eretz Yisrael, harcha picha, v'am aleihu. Open your mouth, I'll fill it up. And Chazal said this means, ata poseach, pesach, kechudosh ha-machat, we only need to open up, chudosh ha-machat, the eye of a needle, or the point, the hole that a needle makes in a paper. That's all we need to open up. Ani eftach lechem pesach kepischa shel ulam. I'll open up an opening like the doorway of the ulam, which was 30 or 40 feet wide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to pour siyata d'shmaya on us, which means we'll just try to get into davening and then it'll go. We'll just try to make up our mind, okay, we're not going to battle, we're going to learn, and then you'll just fly through the Seder. That happens in El. That's the way it goes. In El, it's different than the rest of the year. We try to be mischazik, and it actually works. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. So, how exactly do we start? So, the story with the Rebbe of Zisha. The Rebbe of Zisha was sitting, and he was, Talmidim were around him, but he was being misbaited, he was being mizdavik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about Hashem, and he was getting higher and higher, and he was totally removed from this world. And his Talmidim were watching. And one of his Talmidim was looking at the Rebbe, and he thought, you know, look how far my Rebbe is able to accomplish, how close he can get to Hashem, and look how inadequate everything I do is, and I can't even do a fraction of what he does. And it started to really affect him, and he felt a real hirur tshuva, and he started to cry. And the other Talmidim saw him crying, and they also had hirur tshuva, and these were Gedele Olam, the Talmidim of Rebbe Reb Zisha. And they also started to cry. And then the Rebbe Reb Zisha came too, and he saw all the Talmidim are crying. And he said, you know, Zisha should also be doing tshuva. And he said, I also want to come close to Hashem, but it's very difficult. How much energy do you have? How much kayach do I have? How much could I do? He said, tshuva stands for 5 psukim. Tough stands for tamim tiyem Hashem aleikecha. Be tamim, Rashi says, have amuna, trust in Hashem. Shin stands for shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Always think of Hashem, hold him in front of your eyes. Vav stands for Vahaftal Reacha Kamaicha, love your neighbor, love every yid. Vez stands for Vachal Drochacha De'ehu, everything you do, do it L'Shem Shemayim, have a mind Hashem. And Hey stands for Atznei Alecha Sam Hashem Alekecha, do all your actions with Tznius, with Busha, with Yir Shemayim. It says, all 5, no one can do all 5. I'll start with the first one, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me, he'll be mashlim the other 5. That's the story with the Rebbe of Zisha. So let's examine the story for a minute. Each one of these psukim, all together, it covers every single techum, every aspect of Avodas Hashem that you could think of. Tam tiyem Hashem lekecha is amuna. The amuna, like Rashi says, is amuna, is believing in Hashem, believing in His ability, being mekabel everything He gives to you, He sends to you, He puts you through. That's tam tiyem Hashem lekecha. Shivi says Hashem lenegdi samed, it's the first Ramah in our Chaim. It's the obligation to have Yir Shemayim, to fear Hashem, to realize that He's always watching you, He sees everything you do, and we have to always think of Him before we do anything, how we dress, how we eat, how we walk. And that's the obligation to get up. Skaber Kairi, the Rama says, remember, Shavi Hashem Lenegdi Hashem, Hashem is watching, and you'll jump out of bed. V'yahavta l'reacha kamaycha, that's what covers all aspects of Bein Adam L'chaveray, everything, every mitzvah that we have to other people, tzedakah and chesed and bikur chaylam, and all those are nichl nichl and hafla reacha kamaycha, but more so, v'yahavta l'reacha kamaycha is also the sherish of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And that's why before davening, Alpi D'Arizal, you're supposed to say, you're mekabel on yourself the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reacha kamaycha, the source, the shayrish of the mitzvah of hafla reacha kamaycha, the reason why we love all Jews is because we love Hashem, and we're all b'nei kel chai. Vez is b'chal drachacha de'eyu, you should do everything l'shem shemayim, that's the highest level that all chassidim, and I mean chassidim, the Mesil Shasharim's level of chassidim, strive for b'chal drachacha de'eyu, that everything that you do should be l'shem shemayim, every maisi you do should be a mitzvah, when you eat it should be like a mizbeach, it should be like a carbon. And it also means the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything we do and thinks about everything we do and cares about everything that we do. And hey, is a snail lachas and Hashem alakacha, that's yiras chait, that's busha, to fear Hashem, and to know you're being watched, to have the humility, to anivos, that you're under Hashem's control, and that is koil all avodas hamidus. Snail lachas and Hashem alakacha covers kas, and it covers yanava and gaiva, and all the midas that there are, everything you'll find in Archa Tzadikim, all comes under this pasuk of a snail lachas and Hashem alakacha. And Rav Zisha said, no one can do all that. That's forget about it. So I'll start with the first one, Tam Tiyem Hashem Alekecha, Amunah. And really what Rav Zisha was saying is a Gemara, a Pasuk really. Boch HaVakuk V'Hamidah Nalachas Tzadik Ben Menasa Yichya, the Nabi HaVakuk said, there are so many different things you can do. Micha said 3 things, and other Nevi'im said 11 things, and HaVakuk said, we can't do all that. One thing, Tzadik Ben Menasa Yichya, we have Amunah, that'll change everything. So how does that pertain to us? Emunah, especially in El, is really everything. We need to believe that our tefillos work. And that's the most important belief you can have when going into Rosh Hashanah. And I remember hearing years ago, I wasn't in BMG yet, and I'd come to hear him speak. And he said this right before Rosh Hashanah, a day or two before Rosh Hashanah, he gave a speech, and many people came. And this is one of the things he said. This is one of the most important things we can have, is the understanding that our tefillos work, and it's going to make a difference, the davening that we daven on Rosh Hashanah. And that's Emunah. And that means that in these days of El, we're trying to be mechazik ourselves. We want to daven better, and we want to learn better, we want to do everything with more energy and more effort. The key is to realize what we're doing means something. When we're davening, Hashem is listening. And when we're davening, we're forging a connection with Hashem. We're becoming closer to Him, and that makes a difference. It makes a difference what we're davening for, and mainly it makes a difference for us right now as we're davening. When we're learning, each word of Torah that we say from our mouth is changing us, and it's changing the world. And that's Emunah. And if we think about it, every word that we learn, that we're learning anyway, if we have that in our mind, it's mechazik our Emunah, and it empowers it. We're doing it anyway. Think about it, and it changes everything. I was speaking to the women last Thursday night. Even the things that we do as a matter of course. You go into a store and we don't shoplift. We don't steal something. There was someone that witnessed a yid who wrote it on one of the websites, Jewish websites. He says he was in a store, and he saw there was a mother and a child, non-Jew, and the child was about to grab something like a candy, and the mother slapped his hand. And she, you can't do that. And he was sure she was going to give him a whole lecture. And she said, there are video cameras and the security. You're going to get caught. And when we don't steal, so we do it as a matter of course. We don't think about it. But it's because we have Yiras Shamayim. And that means if we walk into a store and we don't take something and we think about it, I'm not taking it because Hashem is watching. We want to transform that moment into something. So everything and anything we do in El, if we put our head to it and we realize why we're doing what we do, and we do it because of that reason, we're being mechazik our Emunah. And if we're being mechazik our Emunah, we do things with hischaskus. Then we do things with energy, we do things with strength. And it becomes a whole different thing. And that warms us up, that turns on the car, and turns on the engine. And then we come to Rosh Hashanah, we can daven like a mensch. The Rav Bunim of Pshiskov would say, that we say in the end of Shemini Esrei, we say, V'sakneinu be'itza toyu milafonecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be misakein us, He should correct us, clarify us, make us, the Eitzah Tayyib, and a good Eitzah, and a good idea, Lefanecha in front of you. What does it mean, Eitzah Tayyib? What is it referring to? So he said, the Eitzah is referring to is what we say in the Piyutim and Rosh Hashanah, Atzosei Amunah, the Eitzah of Amunah. He says, if a person is focused on Amuna, he says everything else will fall into place. Tzadik ben Menasa Yechye, you can live with Amuna. Amuna will take care of everything else. And it's important to realize, to just understand the difference between doing things with the Hezchaskos. There's a story, Rav Kolinsky says a story, that in the early years of Eretz Yisrael, just as they built Tel Aviv, I'm sure not as big as it was today, but they completed the city, and this was called the Ir HaEvri, HaEvris HaRishona, the first Jewish city. So there was a group of five Bedouins that they represented, different Bedouin groups, that came to visit and tour the city. They came from down south, they came from the Negev, and they were given a VIP tour by the mayor, the then mayor of Tel Aviv, whose name was Mayor Dizengoff. He took them on a tour, he showed them all the sights in the city, and then they sat them down and they gave them a culturally correct meal. They served them a pile of rice with the meatballs on top, something that they were used to eating, and then they served them a fancy tableware, which they weren't used to. They eat up there in the desert on the floor. And they were very, very impressed. So finally he asked them, a gesture of goodwill, what gift would you like to get from the city of Tel Aviv? So they looked, you have to remember, we're talking, you know, in the 20s, whatever it was, the 30s. So they looked at each other and they said, you know, we're in the desert, we live down south, and our biggest problem is, where do we get water from? And we see over here, he came up with this genius invention. You have these like pipes that come, and you just turn and water comes out of it. Can you give each one of us one of those? We'll have five. We'll start with that. So, that was their perception. And you know, you should realize in Europe also, before the war, running water wasn't a matter of fact thing. So clearly, a faucet is great, but it doesn't do much if it's not connected to anything. So our mitzvahs are wonderful. But imagine if they're connected, if we make that connection, if we use our mitzvahs and we connect to Hashem through our mitzvahs, how much more comes pouring out from those faucets? How much more do we get from the mitzvahs that we do? So to connect with what we started with, Rabbi Yerucham said that every person should keep a diary to see the effect that the mitzvahs have, and it's true. Every mitzvah we do has an effect and makes a difference, but think just how much bigger and how much greater the effect is when we do it with that energy, we do it with that thought, with that simas lei, with that heart. Every little bit changes the whole nature of what the mitzvah is. Above all, we need to think about El, it's El, now we need to think about it. And the truth, the real truth is that we need to learn about it. And if we don't pick up a sefer every day, or at least once a week, on Shabbos, on a Sunday, to read a little bit about El, to read a little bit about the Tfilas of Yom Ne'rayim, to learn a Musar sefer, if we don't do anything, we're fooling ourselves. If we want to wake ourselves up, we want to make ourselves feel what's happening, we want ourselves to have a connection to what's going on, it's not going to happen unless we put in that effort, that minimum effort of simas leiv, and that comes through learning Musar. That's Bala Musar always said is the biggest Kabbalah a person could ever make. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us all. We should be zeicha to be mechazik ourselves, listen to the shofar. We should be davening Shemoneh Esrei with the shofar ringing in our ears. Our Shemoneh Esrei should be different, our Shema should be different, our learning should be different. And throughout El, it should constantly forge and connect and create that relationship that we're looking to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should come to Rosh Hashanah prepared to daven with Amunah, with belief, with the confidence that our tefillos will make a difference and will change the world. And with that, we should be zeicha to be as Mashiach Zekeinu b'meher v'yameinu. Amen.